it is hard to believe that Garden Rapids at the Big Pool is going to open in just 3 days from today, Saturday at noon. We'll have the grand opening. There'll be a ceremony, a ribbon cutting. There's going to be a hamburger feed, too, for anybody that shows up from noon until 2 p.m. Admission is free, so we encourage everybody that's got an interest in this project or just flat out wants to go swimming at the new facility, come on down and join us. It'll be a celebration. The facility will remain open after 2 p.m. It goes to our normal admission charge, which is $3. And I can tell you everybody's excited. It's been a little bit of nervous energy this last couple of weeks, but the project is coming along great. Everything's on schedule, and we'll be ready to go. We'll be ready to go Saturday. So there's also a stakeholder celebration that'll happen Friday night with just the commissioners and some of the staff and some of the contractors that worked on the project. And so we'll be gathering Friday evening to say thank you to everybody. The first swimming day is Saturday, and we hope the community enjoys this this first season of Garden Rapids at the Big Pool.
Well, Memorial Weekend was kind of the target. Was there ever any challenges, ever any thought that, you know, that you weren't going to make it to the weekend, or was it pretty steady throughout the whole process?
There's always challenges with a large project, and this one was no different. I don't know that there were big doubts. The contractor did, McCown Gordon, did an excellent job of keeping the project online. They, did have to do some mobilization of additional resources to kind of get to the finish line these last few weeks. Given some wet weather and those types of things, but they had accounted for that in the budget of the project, and those aren't unusual, and so good contractors are thinking about those things and ready to hit launch if they need to put some of those things into play, and so. They did. In fact, they brought another concrete crew in to take care of the concrete on the exterior while the concrete work on the interior was getting finished up. And so some of that's going on right now. I think today may be the last of those pours. Asphalt contractor, we ran into something at the parking lot that revealed that we should probably do more of an overlay than we had originally planned, that there wasn't really that much parking lot under there when we milled off the first 2 inches. And so we just decided to take the whole thing down. It appeared the base was still good and do a 4-inch overlay instead. So there were kind of some last minute audibles called on that project. But I think everybody knew that we were going to be opening on Memorial Day weekend, and while there, could have been something that popped up that prevented that from happening, we were fortunate that we were able to avoid those things.